It takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky,
makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky.
Every time I hear some chronic grumbler complain, I wonder if he'd like life any better if everything that bothers him and irritates him and upsets him were taken away from him. One day I got thinking about it and looked about to see if I could find some creature that has absolutely no trouble in this life. Thinking that, I was going along the golf course and Frog hopped out in front of me. And I said, there he is. As I was walking down the road, I met an ugly, grinning toad who squatted in the shade and said, I never wish that I were dead. Wherever I may chance to stray, I find rich food along the way. I have no dreams I can't fulfill. I owe no other toad a bill. In slimy places I abide, but with them I am satisfied. My little children I forsook as tadpoles in a nearby brook. I know not where they are nor care. I have no burdens I must bear. At night I never lie awake. My bitterest enemy is the snake. I have no taxes, no beliefs, no cares, ambitions, hopes, or griefs. No clothes to buy, no cash to lose. No tools that I must learn to use. I sing no dirges, tell no jokes. I'm just a jumping toad who croaks, contented, placid, happy I shall be until the day I die. Yet as I trudged along the road, I thought, who wants to be a toad?
It's a hap, hap, happy day, toodle, doodle, 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 doodle day, for you and me, for us and we, all the clouds have rolled away. It's a hap, hap, happy day. The sun shines bright and the world's all right. It's a hap, hap, happy day. 24 sunbeams are dancing round my face. 24 more are dancing every place. It's a hap, hap, happy day. Toodle, doodle, 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 doodle day. You can't go wrong if you sing a song. It's a hap, hap, happy day.
Vincent Pelletier?
Oh, listen, Ed, no more quiz classes, please.
Come on now. Just one more, Vinny. You know, you're a great radio announcer. I want you to tell me, what do you actually mean by the word delighted?
Delighted? Why, do I use that word often?
Well, not over 60 times an hour when you're working.
Come on.
Now, what do you mean by it?
Why, I hate these cross-examinations of yours, Ed, but... I suppose, of course, that I mean pleased, highly pleased.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant. Now, what I want to know is, can butter, even the very best, really be delightful? Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter can be delicious, and it is. It can be good, it can be wholesome, pure, and it can have many other worthwhile characteristics, and it does. Why don't you say that Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter will satisfy and please the most particular taste? And leave delight to the pleasures of the eye and the ear. Class in English is adjourned for today. Every time we get a few friends together in the living room, sitting around the fire, somebody is bound to bring up the question of just what old age is. When does old age definitely settle on the human body? Some, of course, advance the idea it's a matter of years. I don't think so at all. I think it's a matter of the spirit and of the heart. And after one of those talk sessions at the house, this bit was done. I used to think that growing old was reckoned just in years. But who can name the very date when weariness appears? I find no stated time when man, obedient to a law, must settle in an easy chair and from the world withdraw. Old age is rather curious, or so it seems to me. I know old men at 40, and young men at 73. I'm done with counting life by years or temples turning gray. No man is old who wakes with joy to greet another day. What if the body cannot dance with youth's elastic spring? There's many a vibrant interest to which the mind can cling. 'Tis in the spirit age must dwell, or this would never be. I know old men at 40, and young men at 73. Some men keep all their friendships warm and welcome friendships new. They have no time to sit and mourn the things they used to do. This changing world they greet with joy and never bow to fate. On every fresh adventure they set out with hearts elate. From chilling fear and bitter dread they keep their spirits free. While some seem old at 40, they stay young at 73. So much to do, so much to learn, so much in which to share. With twinkling eyes and minds alert, some brave both time and care. And this I've learned from other men, that only they are old who think with something that has passed the tale of life is told. For age is not alone of time, or we should never see men old and bent at 40, and men young at 73.
When I grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember. When I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and so let us part. And when I grow too old to dream, that kiss will in my heart.
Ladies, the other day I talked to you on a favorite subject of mine, fresh corn on the cob. And now that we're getting into the season, if you like corn on the cob, and who doesn't, then I want to say to you over and over again, serve that corn on the cob with Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Say, as the butter melts, you don't get any sharp, strong taste. Only the flavor of sweet cream, fresh from the dairy farms. That's because, unlike most butter churned from sour cream, only fresh, sweet cream is ever used in churning Land O'Lakes. Yes, ma'am, there's the difference. That's what makes corn on the cob taste extra good. And Land O'Lakes butter makes all foods taste better. On toast, or potatoes, or vegetables, or on just plain bread, you'll quickly discover a finer, fresher flavor. Just try it, will you? Try it tomorrow. And from that time on, you'll never want to use any other butter. So don't forget, ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Look for the Indian girl on the package.
Dressed up in a gown that trails on the floor, in a picture hat that your mommy wore, living in a world that you never saw, my little lady may believe. What a pair of shoes for two tiny feet. What a pair of gloves the fingers don't meet. Posing in a glass your joy is complete, my little Lady May. In your little arms, the doll you enfold means the world and all to you. But you could never love that little doll that you hold half as much as I love you. Dream your little dreams, and may they come true. May the coming years bring happiness to. All my future dreams are wrapped up in you, my little Lady May. Believe.
Yeah, I know, Eddie Howard. That was done early in the afternoon. I had to spend the rest of the day with her, though. I talked too much. I told him, go on downtown. I'll mind her. I'll take care of her. And I thought the mother never would get back that afternoon. They left me home to mind her, and I smiled at such a task. To mind the lovely 3-year-old's a job that I should ask, thought I. I'll let her romp about. I'll sit beneath a tree and smoke my pipe and read a book as happy as can be. And now the day is over, and at last she's safe in bed. But, oh, my feet are weary by the strenuous pace she led. My nerves are all a-tingle and my muscles stiff and sore. There's too much steam in 3-year-olds for a man of 54. I chased her through the garden and I chased her down the street. And little girls of 3 glad years have wings upon their feet. I thought I had her anchored at a sandbox full content. But when I sat me down to read, away Miss Mischief went. I rescued her from water and I rescued her from fire. I took her from a fence or two, all tangled with the wire. I hadn't any notion there was so much mischief round as in the day I minded her that little lady found. But now the day is over. And now I'm nearly dead. And now I hear her crying. I don't want to go to bed. And I have learned a lesson which I didn't know before. There's too much steam in 3-year-olds for a man of 54.
Run the length of the sky, blue water.
You have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, there just isn't any finer tasting butter than Land O'Lakes churned from sweet, not sour cream. Ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
I wonder if these short lines describe happiness. That thing we called happiness, which we so feverishly pursue, depends on what we try to be and what we dare to do.